I have two of them. I have another in the other room if you want one.
Oh, nice. I'll be an armed bear.
Yeah, because nothing's scarier than an armed bear.
Right? Bears are already scary. That one has a gun.
You do not want to mess with that bear.
No.
And people are like, what are you for Halloween? I'm the bear that'll kill you.
I hunt back.
Oh. Man.
There we go.
Oh, there we go.
Over.
Ladies and gentlemen,
trying to be smooth.
B-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Oh, yeah, Ted.
What up, Steve?
You know, it's just the MegaCast starring the bear.
The bear?
And four-year-old Cowboy Miz.
And the cowboy.
That's right.
How you doing, cowboy?
Man, oh, man.
Were you in that all morning?
Okay, so we're taping this on Halloween, and I'm currently we're both wearing our Halloween costumes. Ted is Ted the bear, and I am a four-year-old version of myself, as you can see on my laminated lanyard that I have. Yes, I wore this from 6:50 on. So what I did this last year. For the week leading up to Halloween on BJ and Migs, I was on BJ's side. Like, costumes are stupid. I don't get why people show up to work in costumes. It's so lame. You know, we're here to work. We're not here to dress up like idiots, blah, blah, blah. And then during Beat Migs, when I leave the room and he doesn't see me, I changed into my Hulk Hogan outfit.
All right.
And I put that all on, came in, and when he called me back in, instead of just coming in normal, all of a sudden, I'm a Real American came on, and I came busting. I'm like, what's up, brother? What you gonna do in the largest
arm? How you change that quick?
Oh, bro, I had Uncle Chris helping me.
All right.
So today, I did it a little bit different. For weeks leading up, I kept telling BJ, my costume is going to make you very happy. And I don't mean that in a sarcastic way. I'm like, BJ, you are going to love my costume. Because I knew he always references this picture of me when I was 4 years old or 5 years old or however old I was, wearing this dumb cowboy outfit that my mom put me in with a red cowboy hat, a red polo shirt, overalls that are short shorts, by the way, a gun in a holster, white socks pulled up to the ankles, and brown shoes.
I mean, can we blame your mom for the socks? Because when I was a little kid, all my socks had to be pulled up all the way.
I think that's just how I wore them.
Yeah, I think that's just what kids do.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. So this morning, though, I came in wearing a onesie, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle onesie, the same one that Matt Koch has.
All right.
Right. So I had this entire outfit on minus the hat, and I put the onesie over it, which was unbearably warm.
Jesus.
Yeah, dude. We had the AC down as cold as possible in the room.
All right.
Because I was hurting. And actually, I do have the audio. You could hear, like, so I leave the room and then I come back. So when he sends me out of the room, I just quickly unzip. I didn't realize that my boots were already on, and it was really hard to get the
onesie over the boots.
Yes. So I'm like jacking my knee. That's the one that's hurt. And I'm like, ah, shoot. So Chris is pulling on it. I'm like, just rip it. So we finally get it off. I think he barely ripped it, but just enough to get it over the heel. And BJ calls me back in. So I told Danny, hey, here's Kid Rock's Cowboy. Just play this. I'll hear it over the loudspeaker because I could hear that cut through. And that'll be my cue to walk in and just kind of surprise everyone. So while BJ's calling me in, he starts playing Cowboy by Kid Rock. And the look on BJ's face, the video's on my Twitter, at I'm Steve Miggs. You could see the death glare. Like, if you ever wondered what BJ looks like when he's pissed, this video is the perfect example of it. And then it quickly changes to BJ being like, because the whole morning he's like, I don't understand. Why do you think this was going to make me so happy, this Ninja Turtle costume? So here's how it all went down, Ted.
That's awesome.
I know.
The glove.
The heck was that?
Cowboy.
Is that what? What is this? Oh my God. You guys can't see this. Oh, that is awesome. Steve just did the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life. Steve, you win Halloween.
That's right. What do you think, BJ? You like my costume now?
So, Steve, would you like to describe what you just came in as? Because you were a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. You were Donatello.
Which is what I thought. He said I was going to be so happy with it. I'm like, okay, whatever.
I know. I'm like, I can't believe you thought that was my costume.
Well,
the best part, he's staring at my boots the whole time. Like, why is Donatello wearing these nice Timberland boots?
I know. I thought you're just so lame. I figured, okay, that's your costume.
Oh my God. What do you think? I'm four, maybe five years old?
You're a 4 years old.
You're a preschooler there.
I am Steve Miggs from the past.
Oh, dude.
When I was dressed up as a cowboy, that picture that's on my Instagram, it's been everywhere. We'll share it again.
The red hat, the red shirt, the little shortalls, the little six shooter on his side.
You know what? Right? Now makes sense. Well, see, I was on the right track. You know, Steve, I know, has other stuff. That's why why he wore those dress shoes, I didn't understand. But they matched the dress shoes he had on when he was a four-year-old wearing his little cowboy outfit. Dude, that is so ridiculously awesome.
Isn't it?
Oh, because you've got that picture, I think you win Halloween.
Yeah, I think so.
I think you win our costume. Are you staying for the costume contest here?
Well, we're mega casting, but as soon as we're done, we're going to swoop into the Halloween party.
There is no way you don't win, but you because that picture.
I'm Steve from 40 years ago.
It's so true.
you should win.
I would hope so, especially since I have the laminate that shows.
Yeah, it shows exactly who you are.
Without it, it's still a pretty funny costume.
It is.
Yeah. It was great because then we went downstairs for the building costume contest, which I wasn't going to do it.
All right.
Because I brought a change of clothes to go to the gym. I wasn't going. Imagine me walking into the gym like this.
I'd love it.
It would be pretty funny. I should have done that. There's one dude.
I'd like to see you squat in that and on like just a real squat.
Just get deep.
Yeah. Just like 225 on that bitch. Just
So we go downstairs because I wasn't going to do the building contest. I'm like, I don't feel like going down there in the elevator and having people look at me in this really ridiculous costume. Then I found out it was a $200 gift card.
You're in.
Yeah. I ain't passing that up. So we go down, take the picture. I'm like, make sure you get the picture of my the lady was like, who are you? I'm like, oh, I'm 40 year old. I'm me 40 years ago. And she just started cracking up. And so we took the picture and she took it, but she didn't include my legs. I'm like, you got to take the picture again. The legs, you got to show the legs.
You got to show the legs and the boots. I mean, you have the full outfit.
Right. So we did it again. So I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that it leads to the win. Here's the crazy part. And then we'll get to the push-ups. All that
Mr. Halloween now. I like it.
Right? While we're doing it, they have a bunch of cupcakes, like little mini donuts.
Ooh.
Right. So I think the whole idea was you go down, you enter your form, you take your picture, you get a donut. Right?
I mean, that makes sense.
While we're doing this, these two women, no costume, none at all, walk right up. Don't take just one donut. There's a variety of three different flavors. There's a bacon and maple bar type donut.
Ooh.
There's a little sprinkle one. And then there's a plain one. They took one of each.
It just walked off?
And I'm calling them out the entire time. As they're standing there, I'm just like, would you look at this? They're not even in costumes, and they're taking donut. And I thought they were only taking one. And then she takes another one. I'm like, now they're taking two donuts. And then they took another one. I'm like, they just took a donut for each one. And didn't even look at me. They just took them and kept going.
So what was the rule? Were they for everybody or were they for costume people?
I don't know. The ladies that worked in the building, they were dressed in costumes. They had crazy, I don't know if you saw them, they had the crazy like Afro wigs, like the disco wigs.
All right.
And the cats in space shirts.
All right.
And they just kept looking at me like, yeah, we don't know what to do about this. Yeah, I mean, what do? You can't stop someone after they just put their hands on it.
Do they look like donut fans?
No.
Oh.
But they did look like... They look like, man, they just look like someone that might enjoy some free stuff.
All right.
I don't know how else to explain it, but they just look like those kind of freeloader type people.
One of those donuts?
Yeah. I'm an old woman. I want some free donuts.
I want some donuts.
Give me the donuts. I don't have a costume. My costume is I'm just a
freeloader.
Yeah, I'm a selfish bitch.
I'm a freeloading donut eater. Oh, God. Those two ladies are going to be mega cast fans.
No, there's no chance. I don't even know if they speak English. They just grabbed them and went. And everyone's laughing because, like, dude, they had no chill. And you're calling them out for it the entire time. I'm like, well, yeah.
And you're getting called out by a man in cut off shorts, overalls with a little plastic gun on his hip. Law dog, don't go around here.
Dude, I forgot that I was even in the costume, but you're right.
Yes.
I should have pulled out my gun and said, ladies, freeze. Do you have a costume for that donut? Don't make me fire this. It's loaded. Oh, man, that was I was cracking up, though. And yesterday I had to go find damn overalls.
Where'd you get them?
Sears.
All right.
So I went to South Center Mall, and I knew they had them at a Sears. At least I saw it online. But I was like, man, I went there, and they were the cheapest pair or set of overalls, because they're Craftsman, so you know their quality, was $60.
Yeah, same thing. I have a pair of Carhartt overalls that I bought at Army Navy Surplus, and I was kind of shocked at the price. I was like, damn. And then people were like, that's a good price on overalls.
Well, that's not a good price when you want to cut them into jean short overalls.
That's a good point.
I was like, crap, let me go look around.
Dude, I've had my overalls forever. Maybe I'll cut them off this year.
Where am I? Meltdown.
Yeah.
Let's be the overall brothers.
Overall shorts, guys.
Yes. Nothing else, just overalls.
We're here for two things. Short shorts and overall fun.
Yes. We are overall fun.
We are.
So I go to H&M. I go to Forever 21. I go to Macy's. I go to everywhere. Just looking. JCPenney. I see that women have overalls. They don't sell men overalls like, you know, on the cheap. It seems.
Yeah, and it's right because I feel like nowadays it's not fashion. It's just like you're getting these for work.
Right. So then I'm thinking, let me go to the plus size section for the women. Maybe I could find like a plus.
Ooh.
You know, because I'm thinking I could fit into like, you know, a size 16.
All right.
Look around, no overalls for the big ladies, which I think is just disrespectful.
Can you fit in a size 16?
I don't know. I didn't try.
This is getting weird.
So then I said, screw it. It's been 45 minutes of me trying to find overalls. I've walked the entire mall. I'm done.
Go back to Sears.
I went back to Sears. I'm like, I'm biting the bullet. I'm dropping $60. Go. They ring them up. Oh, they're on sale. Just not marked on there. $25.
Boom.
I could have saved 45 minutes if I just would have bought them in the first place.
Did you get a snack in the mall? Pretzel or something?
I almost did. But, you know, I wanted to make sure I fit in these overalls pretty well. So I decided, you know what? I'm not going to eat anything. There's two Auntie Anns at South Center Mall.
It's a big mall.
I walk by both of them.
Oof, that's tough.
I had white socks. I never wear white socks. And you can't just buy one white sock.
I like it today. You had that whole pack of white socks. Do you wear white socks? And I just kind of laugh like, no.
I didn't know.
Well, I know. It's just funny. Like
I was going to give you five pairs of them.
And I'm dead serious. My mom gives me white socks. So I have a whole drawer full of white socks. I just never wear them. Like, it's like a last minute thing, or like, yep. I've just got out of the shower and I want socks to wear around the house.
Yeah.
That's when the white socks get worn.
Oh, yeah. These could be my comfy socks.
Yeah.
They are comfortable.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always wear black socks.
Yeah, always.
Yeah. So anyways, that was my adventure. Why don't we get our heart racing, our blood pumping, and our brain
functioning?
Ted, I decide, you know what? In honor of the fact that I'm dressed as a cowboy, let's go right back to the song.
All right.
Let's get 10.
Cowboy.
Mega family.
Yeah.
With your 4-year-old cowboy. And your bear carrying a gun.
Oh, that is not a mean bear.
You have a gun. You don't have to sound mean.
Yeah, and I got these balls. Because I want to be a cowboy, baby. With a top and with a sunshine shining. Cowboy, baby. Let's go chilling with the blues. I want to be a cowboy, baby. Riding at night because I sleep all day. Cowboy. Oh, loose gun.
I know. That's why cops don't do push-ups.
Because their guns fall out.
Ted Talks.
And that's the only
starring
reason.
The Tech Smith.
I love that you're wearing your bear costume right now.
All right. Well, I love that it just looks like a ridiculous fur coat with the heads down.
I'm going to take a picture of you while you do your Ted Talk.
All right. Should I put the bear up?
Yeah, of course.
All right. So this week's Ted Talk, a.k.a. a bear talk. Pretty simple. Do what us bears don't do. We're kind of selfish animals. Go out and do something for somebody else. Like, simple things, right? I think I talked about this before. I don't know. You don't like going to the pumpkin patch? Go to the pumpkin patch for your chick, man. She likes it.
Hell yeah, she does.
Right?
Like, get that warm apple cider.
Yeah, right? That time of the season's coming up. I don't know. It's going to be Christmas in a minute. Everybody's going to be like, we got to get gifts to everybody. But also, like, just do the small things, too, once in a while. Maybe you don't want to do it. Maybe it's an old friend you're having lunch with, go meet them for the lunch. Send them a text. You know what I mean? Just like do something nice for someone else this week.
Is that why you wanted to plan a lunch with me? I'm kidding.
We are due for a lunch.
We definitely are. Did I mention that someone else, I posted this picture and somebody posted on there. They're just like, you need to wear that at Meltdown.
Oh, 100%, dude.
Do you think I should rock this at Meltdown?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not wearing these boots. They're not comfortable for walking around Meltdown.
Where'd you get the boots?
My wife got me these for Christmas. I never wear them. She's like, look.
I mean, they look nice.
No, they're really nice. They're Timberline or Timberland. What's that brand?
Timberland?
Timberland.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. See, I got the little insignia on the back.
Nice.
It's weird when I lift up my leg on the chair because it just shows a lot of leg.
And it shows that upper, like, inside of the thigh, what Taryn always calls it, like, the claw meat of a guy. And I was like, that's a very, you're right, like, because, like, I've been places, like, I sent her a picture from last year in Spokane. I was like, look how tiny our room is.
Yeah.
Or my room is, right? But I didn't realize in the camera, in the mirror reflection, I had a,
no.
You could see, like, my whole thigh. And she's like, nice crab meat. I was like, ow, claw meat. Like, damn it.
Never heard of that. Call that.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, that's like the part of the thigh that you really shouldn't be showing off to another man.
But that's what I was going to say, right? Unless you're doing it as a joke or you are, right? As long as I've known you, and I've seen you naked, but it's weird just to like see that part of the thigh. I don't know why. When you're fully naked, it's like, oh, Steve's naked.
Yeah,
but you're right. When you put your leg up right there, it's like, what message is he sending?
That I'm a 4-year-old cowboy. All right, we're going to that didn't sound right.
I think that's doubling down on the wrong message, Steve.
Yeah, it's getting weird, man.
I'm like, a 40-year-old cowboy, sailor.
Pretending to be a 4-year-old cowboy. Dude, that was kind of trippy when I thought about it, because I'm not positive this is a 4-year-old version of me, but it's close to it, 4 or 5. That's nuts.
I don't know why I'm looking at it. Like, I could judge a kid by looking at it.
Yeah, from all I know, he's 15. It's nuts to think that that's 40 years ago, because I don't feel that old.
No. No, that's we talk about it all the time. Cobb's always like, man, I got to have that young energy that Steve has.
Yes. Well, tell him to dress like a cowboy and he could just be like me.
Yeah, dude, it's simple. Just get overalls and cut him into jorts.
Dude, so when we come back, you know, on the Migscast, we do a voicemail segment where people leave voicemails at 253-271-4787. As I was loading the voicemails in, I'm not fully paying attention, but you kind of, it's like almost like background noise. I just load them into our system. That way I could play them and kind of react as we listen to them. But as I was recording one of them in, the guy mentioned, oh, maybe this should actually be on the Megacast for Should I Be Mad?
Oh, nice.
So I have no idea what it's about, but we have our first ever voicemail regarding Should I Be Mad?
Awesome.
So the Megacast will be back with the bear and the cowboy.
And Steve need a moment to play rock, paper, scissors. The Megacast will return.
And now, Halloween tips from the elderly.
If I open the door tonight and something smells, remember, it's Halloween! Smells can be scary, too! Plus, I have a weak bladder!
This has been Halloween Tips from the Elderly.
If your child is suffering from a prolonged Halloween candy sugar high, you'll be glad to know there's help at the Halloween Candy Detox Center.
I can fly!
Once your child is admitted, our trained medical staff will start them on a pure chocolate IV drip to help bring them down gradually. Next, they'll be administered prescription Butterfingers, and for more serious cases, an injection of liquid Skittles.
I can walk through walls!
Finally, we'll follow up with outpatient treatment, including classes such as AA, Almond Joy Anonymous. While there is no cure for Halloween candy addiction, we can help your child manage this serious illness at the Halloween Candy Detox Center, where we really wish we had fewer things made of glass.
They said their prayers. They ate their vitamins. Ted and Steve Mania is running wild again. The Megacast is back.
Ted, I'm looking at the clock. We have like about 6-7 minutes until we have to get into the big meeting.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a very short segment.
All right.
So we might as well just jump right into it with this Should I Be Mad.
Let's do it.
So like I mentioned before we went to the break, on the Megacast, and if you want, you can leave a voicemail for the Megacast. Just say, hey, this is for the Megacast, and we'll put it on the Megacast. 253-271-4787. That's the voicemail line. But somebody left a voicemail, and I heard them say, I think this is actually better for the Megacast and the whole Should I Be Mad thing. So let's listen to the voicemail and see what's going on. And again, I have no idea what he's going to ask, but we'll see what's up.
This is Tasha, guys. I've been listening for a long time. Since far back as I can remember. you guys have helped me get through a lot of interesting times in life. But something just happened at school that I felt like I should call. It might be better suited to the Mega Cast just because you guys are a bit of should I be mad, bro? Because it's more just this kick in my brain went off. So I'm walking out of the gym, and you're behind me. He's a couple feet. So I sit there and I hold the door open like any nice person would. But the dude just keeps on walking at the same slow pace. I'm saying that's like 5-7 seconds. I mean, I don't like run to get the door if somebody's holding it open for me, but, you know, a little bit of a pickup in the speed or something to show any sort of giving a fuck.
Wow. Steve, I was worried about that.
Huge guest size. You guys have a pet peeve on that or not? Like, afterwards, the dude didn't even like, say anything. There's like no recognition, no expression, just walk right by like it wasn't even there. So, I don't know, just kicked me off my brain. I felt like I should call you guys. Funny, this is the first time I'm ever calling in to anything like this. But anyway, thank you guys for what you do. Please keep on doing it. It helps me get through the week, helps me get through the days. I really appreciate it. Much love to all of you, to Glenn, to Steve, Ted, to Rev. Boom. You guys are awesome. Keep doing what you're doing.
I like that this was like a cross-pollination of a voicemail that was meant for the Migscast, referred to the Megacast, so we put it on the Megacast.
Right, and I still got a shout-out.
I know, I was a little worried. I'm like, oh boy, he better say hi to Ted, too, since we're playing this, otherwise we're just not going to help him.
Here's the deal with holding doors.
Yes.
There's a certain distance you have to judge. I think he misjudged it, so he was holding it too long.
Yep.
And while I do think people should say thank you, you're doing a nice act. If they don't, that's on them.
I would love to say that you are right in what you're saying, Ted. But I would be a hypocrite to say that I don't get pissed off when people don't thank me. I am the guy that will always let somebody get in front of me in the car.
All right.
Know, like with you, the signal's on, they're trying to get over. I will not be the guy that speeds up to try and make it more difficult for you. I'll slow it down, actually.
Yeah.
Get on in. No problem. They don't give me the wave. Boy, oh boy, they're my worst enemy.
All right, all right.
My wife cracks up every time. She's like, you just turn into the most angry person.
Yeah, some people
person.
Are, there's a lot of people like you that like get really pissed when they don't get the wave or the acknowledgement.
But it's a stupid thing to get mad about. I'm doing a nice thing, but if they don't do what I expect from them, I get mad at them.
See, I don't mind.
You son of a bitch, I should never let you in.
If I don't get, I always give the wave. If I don't get the wave, it's no big deal. The only one I'm a real stickler about is I will make a point that the bartender sees that I'm tipping them. Or if there's a tip jar, like, thank you for the coffee.
Yep. Otherwise, why tip?
Yeah. I need the recognition.
I mean, yeah, he's got bills to pay and life to do things. But yeah, I want to make sure they know, especially if you're staying there.
Yeah.
If you're leaving and you can't get his attention, I'm like, all right, whatever. Never going to see this person again, probably.
Right.
But you better believe it. If I'm staying at that bar and I'm tipping, I want them to know I'm tipping.
Yeah.
I'll even fire off my cap gun.
Boom. Boom.
Tipping you. Sir, tip right now.
Speaking of tipping, did I tell you I got one of those meatball subs a couple weeks ago?
Where'd you get it?
At Bill's.
Uh-huh.
Remember that one you had?
Oh, my God. That thing was so good.
Oh, so good.
Oh.
I was thinking about that because I've been very careful. I've tried Bill's in my new spot, so I got to tip a lot.
Yes.
So they know me.
Because that's close to your house.
Yeah.
We got to go back there.
Yeah.
I was just talking to Sid about how I'm like, I'm craving a meatball sub from Subway. And she's like, well, they're not. I'm like, yes, they are open. I could get one if I really wanted to.
I could find a Subway.
And she's like, you're not going to get off the couch and go all the way wherever to get a Subway. I'm like, no, that's not the point. You're absolutely right. But I would really like one right now.
I didn't think I really cared until like a month ago when I saw you eating that one. I was like, God damn, that looks good.
Meatball subs are phenomenal.
Yeah, so like 2 weeks ago, it was like a Sunday, there was football on. I went in there. I was like, I'll take that meatball sub.
All right, before we get out of here, since it is Halloween and we're big preppers, you know, we spent hours putting together this podcast. Actually, during the middle of that little commercial break, I looked at Ted and I'm like, we should talk about Halloween candy because you brought up a point about Scott Van Pelt.
Scott Van Pelt last night did a top seven. So I threw together quickly my top seven in no specific order.
And I think we should try and whittle it down and create the Mount Rushmore of Halloween candy.
All right. So what do you want? Just top three?
Say all seven, and then we'll collaborate.
I went Mike and Ike, Kit Kat, Ooh. Sour Patch Kids, Snickers, Reese's, Three Musketeers, Twix.
Oh, I'm with you on Reese's for sure.
All right,
so I'd say Reese's definitely. You don't like the Smarties?
Oh no!
Damn it!
I like Sweet
Everybody
Tarts.
Everybody hates Smarties.
Yeah, I'm with Vampire.
Sweet Tarts.
Let's put Sweet Tart on the list.
Okay, because we should have a candy in there.
Yeah, that's why I had Sour Patch too.
I don't ever see Sour Patch Kids.
Well, the Sour Patch one, you remember that bag you get of the big ones?
Yeah.
So that's the problem. You just get one of those single giant ones.
What about Nerds?
Ooh, you're right. Nerds is always a fun thing.
All right. So I say nerds, but we definitely got to put some kind of chocolatey chocolate thing in there.
What'd nerds?
Snickers?
Oh, Reese's. Or no, we agree on that.
We agree on Reese's.
Twix, Snickers. I would say Snickers. Kit Kat and Twix to me are equals.
Yeah, I would put Twix over Kit Kat, personally.
All right. Where would you put it over Snickers?
No, I feel like Snickers should be in there.
I feel like Snickers and Reese's are always the hottest two items.
Right, and they should be in there. They deserve to be in there. So I would say those are our chocolatey.
So nerds?
Yes.
Smarties?
No Smarties. You hate Smarties.
Or Sweet Tarts.
Sweet Tarts, yep. Reese's and Snickers.
In.
That is our, I like how we spent a lot of time on this, Ted.
The Mount Rushmore. Steve, I just realized you meant top four with Rushmore.
Yes. I know. And then you put together a top seven.
I know.
How many presidents?
Literally, as we were just talking, I was like, oh my God, I'm a freaking idiot.
Oh man, what time? Oh, it's 12:01.
It's 12:01. What do you
think? Are they starting on time? Do you think we got some time to? I don't see anybody in there. I don't want to miss the costume contest. I feel like, you know.
Can you? I don't see anybody in there.
Let's see.
Let's just wrap it up.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anybody in there. They have a red walk. Dude, they have a catwalk.
Yeah, you got to own that.
This is getting serious.
It is. All right.
No?
Well, just where your belt line is. Hey, pelvic thrust, all I could see was little Steve.
Yeah. The 4-year-old.
Not
Steve,
little,
right?
No. Little Steve's just pointing at me.
Somebody pointed out. They're like, looks like 4-year-old and 40-year-old version of you both struggling with the moose knuckle. Anything else going on in your world before we get on out of here?
Oh, December 8th.
I might not be able to make it.
Oh, damn it, Steve. I said it was official on the podcast. Well, the podcast is having to get together on December 8th.
I might be able to be there for a little bit. It all depends on, my wife has some plans for us, but it depends on what time that's at.
If cancel them, Steve.
Dude.
Remember the TED Talk. Do something for somebody else this time.
Yes.
For me, not your wife.
Okay, fair enough. Babe, you barely get to see me on the weekends. I'm going to hang out with Ted.
Yeah, it's like, tell her it's like being on the Tonight Show. Sometimes guests get bumped.
Yeah. Apologies.
Never say that to her.
Apologies to Matt Damon.
Right. Apologies to Sid. I'll be at the party.
Maybe I'll see you next Saturday.
No, our buddy Bill's moving to China. So we got a little going away party for him this weekend.
But Bill's a good dude.
Yeah, that's about it.
Farewell, Bill. I hope nothing the best for you. You're an awesome guy.
Yeah.
That's not, he's coming back.
Yeah, exactly. He'll be a meltdown.
I heard, I know you know my brother, so this is exciting news too. For you. He's going to come to town. He's in Saudi Arabia right now.
All right.
You know, protecting our freedom. No big deal.
Watching wrestling.
Right? He could probably go if he wants to. He's going to fly to Seattle to see Kiss's final tour with me. In February.
No kid.
He hit me up today asking if I could make that happen. And I'm like, oh, I don't know how I pull it off, but I'm going to pull it
off.
What
day of the week is it?
Saturday.
It's nice. So Friday night I'll see him.
Friday night is...
Oh, I'm just trying to see, figuring out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Saturday night for the show, I'll come meet you guys.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. Yeah,
all right.
It's February 2nd, and then he'll be in town for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Super Bowl weekend.
Nice.
Not a bad trip.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I was pretty pumped when I got that message because he was thinking about going to Germany. And he's like, man, the trip to Germany is about the same as a trip back home. And if I'm going to do it, I'd rather just see them with you. I mean, that's the band that him and I first bonded over. He introduced me to Kiss, and we've always...
I'm just outside of the Kiss years.
Yeah. Have you ever seen them live?
Like a couple songs.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Well, clearly you're not a big fan.
I'm not.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what I said. I'll meet you guys for pre-drink.
One last question. You know how crazy it is at our house for Halloween?
Yeah.
Like, we get a lot of people. My wife just texted me. She's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 decent-sized bags of candy. Do you think we need more than that? I'm feeling like we do.
First of all, nice shout on those little Oreo bars. I don't even know what those are, but I want them.
I'll grab a couple for you.
Yeah, I think you do. But you got a couple big bags in there. You got some knockoff lollipops. Sorry. Though they're lollipoops. All right. That's
funny.
Are
they really?
Yeah.
My wife
they're
funny.
The poop emoji. But then you got the big bag of the Snickers, Milky Way, Twix, Three Musketeers. That's a good one. I'm judging the Whoppers bag.
You don't like Whoppers?
No. You could eat all the Whoppers, Steve.
Oh,
I say get one more bag just so you have leftovers.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I know my wife, I think she gets it so that we don't have any leftovers because she knows I will just go nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the lollipops. Yeah, this is not a bad setup. Nerds. The peanut butter pumpkin snack size Reese's. Yeah, those Oreos look fantastic. I don't even know what those are, but they're fun size.
Smuggle a couple in.
I will. And Sweet Tarts, part of our Mount Rushmore.
Ooh, Mount Rushmore.
So, dude, we got everyone. We got all the Mount Rushmores on here.
Mm-hmm. That's are they up. Starting?
I noticed they have they're doing a video montage of all of the carved pumpkins.
I've just seen people. It seems like people are walking down.
All right, let's end the podcast. I don't think we have time for the push-ups. We should just get on out of here.
Let's do it.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
From the bear.
From the bear.
And the cowboy.
And the cowboy. Stay hungry, my friends.
Hey, one last thing.
Cowboy.
We'll see you next time.